This is Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
Stanford 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
This is
Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture on the air and online.
Radio
Atenea Americana.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Bienvenidos.
Atenea Americana.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
From Stanford to the world.
Latinas Think Big is a progressive platform and a national tour that is aimed at showcasing the innovative projects and talents of Latinas in the United States and abroad. Since 2013, has followed the goal of encouraging success in entrepreneurship, innovation, and exploration of STEMs in women with Latino background. Dynamic events convene a vaulted group of tough leaders to promote ideas, projects, and partnerships. Last week, at the Google headquarters in Mountain View, a very special summit was presented. Leaders in many fields from all around the country travel to talk about innovation. Talk about that, we had a lively chat with Dr. Angelica Perez Lidwin, founder of Latinas Think Big. She has been recognized as one of the top 50 influential Latinos in the United States by the Hispanic Business Magazine in 2013. Dr. Perez Lidwin is a leader devoted to advancing the careers and influence of Latinas in the United States and around the world.
I felt strongly for many years that there isn't really a platform. If we look at mainstream television, for example, there's no platform that is showcasing positive, really contributing work that many of us are doing.
Dr. Perez Lidwin is a practicing psychologist who formerly held a research faculty appointment at New York University School of Medicine. Her bachelor's degree in psychology is from Columbia University, and her PhD in clinical psychology is from Fort Hunt University. Dr. Perez Lidwin is an alumna of the NHLI's Executive Leadership Program at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government Executive Education. Stay with us to learn a little bit more about all these great movements, about innovation and about entrepreneurship, and of course, about Latinas in leadership.
We're here at Atenea Americana. Today we have a guest who's going to talk to us about a summit called Latinx Think Big Innovation Summit. And here we have Angelica Perez. She is the director of the National Enterprise. Actually, she handles all these summits and all these big movements around the country. Welcome and thank you for coming here.
Thank you so much for having me here. Really appreciate that, and we'd love to share more about what we're doing.
Yeah, so can you tell us a little bit, what is Latina Think Big?
Yeah, so Latinas Think Big was launched last year in 2013, and it really is a platform to showcase the innovative ideas, the talents, and groundbreaking projects that Latinas are engaging in this country, around the country. I felt strongly for many years that there isn't really a platform. If we look at mainstream television, for example, there's no platform that is showcasing positive, really contributing work that many of us are doing. You are an example, for example. So Latinas Think Big is that one opportunity, is that you can think of it as media, you can think of it as an event, you can think of it as a movement, but it's really at the core a platform to showcase the things that we are doing and to help make sure that mainstream America learns about it.
How many of these events are you planning around the country?
So this is actually our third stop. The first one was in New York City at Columbia University last year. We also had a second one last October in Los Angeles at Google's office. They hosted us there. This next one is in Silicon Valley and again being hosted at Google, who's been a tremendous supporter of our work. And April, we're going back to New York, and there's been lots of requests. Dallas, for example, Miami, even Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. So we're taking it one step at a time. We are seeing where the need is. We decided to do one in Silicon Valley because of the fact that there's a lot of conversation around diversity and Latinos and access to technology and innovation and STEM careers. So it was a perfect fit to do it there at this time.
What does involve a big summit like this? What kind of people is coming and what kind of help are you giving to the Latinas that are going to be there?
Yeah, so the goal of this, of the Latinas Think Big Innovation Summit, is really to elevate the conversation on Latinas in technology and innovation, and Latinas also in STEM careers. So our goal is to really discuss what is the current state and the future of Latinas in innovation, innovating across STEM fields. So the conversation in the morning, for example, will be focused on answering those questions. We have, for example, as one of the keynote speakers, we have four keynote speakers. One of the first keynote speaker is Dr. Francis Colon, who is Deputy Science and Technology Advisor to the Secretary of State. And she's really going to come in and give us, present to us her thought leadership or her ideas or observations about what's happening, what we hope is going to happen. And she'll say, you know, just mention a few things on policy. So she's bringing in that policy sort of orientation. And then we're having two plenary sessions that are focusing in the morning again, focusing on how do we advance Latinas in technology? How do we make sure that women who are interested in becoming tech entrepreneurs have the support, the infrastructure, the resources to scale and get to where they want to be? And then the second plenary session is funding, which is a huge issue for many entrepreneurs, but especially for Hispanic women who are usually first generation tech entrepreneurs in their family. So there's a lot of there's a journey to fundraising that sometimes limits Latinas. So we're talking about that as well. And we also have in the morning Alejandra Castillo, who is the National Director of in the Department of Commerce, and she's managing the Minority Business Development Agency. And we want to hear from her, from a government perspective, what are the resources that are available for women and Latinas who want to start their enterprises. So we have a collection of voices in the morning that is incredibly powerful. Women coming from who are tech entrepreneurs, women who are executives in technology companies. We have someone from eBay. We have someone from Eliana Rivera from Cisco. So we have powerhouses on those plenary sessions, and we're really hoping to leverage their thought leadership and experience in informing us as an audience and as also as Americans in this country, what is it that we need to do, what's working, what are the best practices, what are the solutions to advancing in general Latinas in the STEM field, especially technology and innovation.
As you know, we record and produce our shows from KCSU Stanford, which is a nonprofit radio. So for that reason, we really want to tell you about some other great causes helping in the area, in the country, and around the world. Stay with us for some wonderful public service announcements.
CIWA International is a non-profit organization with charitable projects in the U.S., India, and other countries worldwide. CIWA's focus is on helping in the event of natural disasters and also providing support for refugee welfare, education, and healthcare, as well as promoting volunteerism. For more information, or if you'd like to donate, visit CIWAUSA.org. That's CIWAUSA.org.
And remember that today we are talking with Dr. Angelica Perez Litwin, founder of Latinas Think Big.
What kind of sponsorship is Google supporting? They are giving you, the place to have it. Are they helping in any other way?
Well, Google, first of all, has been a tremendous supporter of this movement. And I think of it as a movement because there's a lot of people who are incredibly excited about it and engaged. So the first time we did this at Columbia University, Google came in and helped us reach national visibility by helping us with live streaming. So we actually were able to live stream this through their Google Hangout on Air, which is an important platform for Google. And so that was wonderful. And then last year, they brought us into their space and as a title sponsor. And it's just a regular sponsorship, but they also host us, which is really wonderful. So, and this is happening again. And again, it's just really, I think it speaks volume to how much Google is interested really in our community, in the Latino community. And they're just not supporting me and my work, but mm-hmm. they're really supporting a lot of organizations out there mm-hmm. Bringing visibility to the work that we're doing.
Yes, beginning of the summer, they were talking about the how homogeneous the tech business is in Silicon Valley. And they actually spoke out. They were the first one to take out the numbers. And they say that they were actually trying to change that. And through programs like yours, it looks like they are making an effort.
Absolutely. I think a lot of big technology companies have become aware of the importance of diversity in the workplace, in the workforce. And there is I've witnessed this over the past year and a half or so, especially most recently, there is a very conscientious effort to really, approach this problem from different angles. So a lot of big technology companies are supporting, for example, programs like Black Girls Who Code, Girls Who Code, after school programs, any kind of grassroots program that can really have an impact on young children, young students, they're supporting this. So I think the problem with advancing more Hispanics in general into technology does not have one solution. And so we need a collective approach from not just big technology companies, but even from locally our school or education system, which is why we're bringing in someone from the we actually have a speaker. Her name is Alejandra Ceja, and she is the executive director of the White House Initiative on Educational Excellence for Hispanics. And so we're bringing in her voice too, because this is not just a responsibility of the big technology companies out there. This is a responsibility that is collective. Even parents, we need to help parents understand the importance of really promoting curiosity in science, curiosity in technology, curiosity in solution problem solving. And so I think that this is what the summit aims to do. And this is what we're bringing in a lot of different people so that we can understand that it's not just one way to fix this, but we really need to have a very comprehensive approach to advancing Latinos in these fields.
And how many people are you expecting, if you have a round number, that go to each of these summits?
Well, this particular summit, because of the venue that we have registered, quite frankly, 380 people. Mm-hmm. And we're expecting at least 300 people, 335 people to be there. And not only that, but we also will be live streaming it. So we have also a few hundreds of people that have already registered to see and watch the event online. The event is also going to be available on YouTube after it's live streamed. So we're hoping that we will continue to promote the event so that many more people can continue to watch it and have conversations. I mean, we hope to generate conversation around these issues and not just leave it at the event. We really want to have, we want this to have some sort of repercussion and continue to have a life after the event.
Yeah, and you really filled up the venue because it has been closed for at least 2 weeks now.
Oh, it's been closed for a while. It's just that we actually had to do a password-protected registration because, as soon as we launched it, it went very fast. So it really tells you how much of a need there is for women to not just learn more about how to get into these fields, but really, to be honest, I think the interest is because they want to see other women in these careers. They want to see how they look. They want to see how they talk. They want to see how they did it. And again, this is why the Latinas Think Big platform is incredibly important because the platform really started with showcasing six Latinas speaking for 15 or 18 minutes. And so we've been adding components to it. So now it's become a summit, you know? And so, but again, the original interest that we felt was received through the public was that they wanted to see these women go on stage and talk about the things that they're doing. There was
like
a lot of
TED
power
talk.
In that, a lot of power.
Like similar to a TED Talk was initial. Talk.
Similar to a TED Talk, and I always say is more than a TEDx talk.
Yeah, now
a TEDx event because we have so much going on. I mean, really, it's a thought leadership event. It's also a very much a networking event, high caliber networking event. And so we really hope to create communities out of these events. And I think that's, again, very powerful.
You are a psychologist. Can you talk a little bit about yourself?
No, I am a clinical psychologist by profession. I actually still practice psychology. I have a private practice in New York, a part-time private practice. I've become an entrepreneur over the last several years, and that's taken a bit of a front seat over my clinical work. But I have also a background in research at NYU School of Medicine. I was doing work there with Latinos in the Latino community and Alzheimer's and dementia, and I really enjoy that tremendously. But overall, I think that what's interesting about my career is that this work that I'm doing is really a culmination of everything that I've done over the past 22 years. I've been working with Latino women from all walks of life. 20-something years ago, my patients were primarily Dominican, Puerto Rican women, many of them coming from those countries, adjusting to and acculturating to the society. And so those were the things that I would see. And then over the last several years, many of the women in my private practice are professional Latinas. So I've seen a very wide range of women, and I really feel that I have a pulse for what matters to Latinas, especially Latina professionals or educated Latinas in this country, what motivates them, what inspires them, what they want. And I think that Latinas Think Big is really an aspirational brand, and it's an aspirational platform. And that's really where I feel that Latinas in this country are at. They really have this strong need to, first of all, be independent in the sense that they want to do what they want to do. They don't want to be in a cubicle in corporate America. So therefore, that's why you see so many Latinas creating their own small businesses. You know, we are one of the fastest growing minority business owners in this country. And so I think there's this huge sort of like energy that's going on around among Latinas. Mm-hmm. And the brand, this Latinas Think Big platform, really captures that that strong need to have more, to be more, to aspire for more. And so it's resonating in that way.
Thank you for listening to Atenea Americana, your house of culture in the radio and online. In this bilingual show, I bring you every week 1 hour in English and 1 hour in Spanish, opening a window to the cultural Hispanic world. You can hear in the intro and at the final of the show, as well as right now, music from the legend of Latin jazz, Oscar Hernandez. This and all my shows are in StanfordHispanicBroadcasting.org, where I wait for your comments. I invite you to be part of this. And remember that today we are talking with Dr. Angelica Perez-Litwin, founder of Latinas Think Big.
From your experience, I'm here in Silicon Valley, I'm here at Stanford, and I see a lot of entrepreneurship, but it's mostly men. When I, from my own experience, I can see why we women, Latinas, or women from every background, will want more flexibility, even more if they have families, will like to achieve great things just like everybody else, but will like more flexibilities, and a startup, a small company, something innovative will give them that. Do you think it could be more like a trend that the Latinas will move to be self-employed in innovation, in doing great new things?
Yeah, I think that, when I think about my parents who are Dominican immigrants in this country, and I think about all the family members that I have, and I also look at other friends and families and communities, I think that, the immigrant population in this country is incredibly innovative. I mean, think about it. When if you have to pick up your bags and go to another country where you don't know the language, you don't know how it works, the system, you know nothing about these other new communities, and you have to settle in, you have to be innovative. There's nothing not innovative about relocating and trying to disrupt. You know, when we think about innovation, it's like the innovation is about disruptive models. There's no more disruptive model or experience than cross-cultural migration. Yeah. And so I think that it's in our blood, to be honest, Isabel. It's in our blood to be innovative, to do so much with so little. And so I think that the professional, more educated Latinas have that in their blood. I mean, it's just part of what's been passed on. And so we don't want to be constrained to a cubicle. We don't want to be constrained to rules that may limit us. So I think that we're sort of reinventing ourselves constantly. We're innovating in our own lives all the time. And so that innovative experience lends itself so well to entrepreneurship. Especially in technology and innovation. I think that what limits, however, us is that we're not entering those fields in technology as much as we wish we could, or we would, I should say. If you think about the number of women, Latinas, who are majoring in computer science, it's incredibly, low. And so we need to push for more of that. We also need to demystify the fact that you can be a tech entrepreneur and not really be an engineer or not really be someone in technology, that these are skills that you can learn or bring skills into your team. So this is, again, part of the conversation we're trying to have at the especially one of the plenary sessions we're having in the morning. We will be talking about that. How do we bring in more women into these fields, and so that they can have the life that they really want to have, so that they can continue to be innovative and creative. So yes, I agree with you on that point that you.
From the other summits that you're having around the country, the one in LA and the one in New York, is also about the same size and the same topic?
Yeah, so the one in New York that's coming up in April of 2015, this one is going to be on entrepreneurship. So this is going to be for women who are interested in either launching their either a startup or a small business, or they already have launched, but they want to grow, scale it up, and learn how to do that. So we will be, it might have the same sort of model, which in the morning is more the summit-ish, where we're really talking about, what is the state of women, Latinas, entrepreneurs? I mean, we are really growing very fast as small business owners, but the problem is that when you look at the income and the revenue of these small businesses, it's very low, to be honest. And we need to figure out and have a conversation at a either public policy level or from a grassroots level or government level, what is it that we need to do for Latinas who are small business owners to help them grow those businesses into million-dollar businesses. Mm-hmm. That is the place where we are not in. And so, it's not that many Latinas who own multi-million-dollar companies, and we need to improve that. We need to work on that. And so the summit is going to have that kind of conversation, and then in the afternoon we'll have some breakout sessions so that the women have an opportunity to learn skills or learn ideas and things that they need to do to that roadmap to growing their businesses.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one in Silicon Valley is focused on innovation, on breaking ground and new stuff, different than entrepreneurship.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. And I feel like those two themes are very important right now for Hispanic women, innovation and entrepreneurship. So in New York, we're just going to focus it on entrepreneurship. And in Silicon Valley, it was just a perfect fit to talk about innovation and STEM in general.
Yes. And what about the one in L.A.?
The one in L.A. was actually very general. It was a general it was not a summit, actually. It was I think it was like 5 hours only. This one in Silicon Valley is like 12 hours. The last one was really, we invited very powerful women to talk. And we didn't have a particular theme. It was not really a summit. But it planted seeds for the summit.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people became very interested in having something like this, but actually bigger. And in fact, when Google came to us with the idea of doing something in STEM, this is the idea that we all had in mind, to not just make it a 4 or 5 hour event, but really make it a very long event so that women had an opportunity to connect with one another, to network, to build relationships.
And this is with a Google Corporation, not with the Google Entrepreneurship branch that they have apart.
Yeah, no, it's Google. Yeah, it's just Google, the company. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm really thankful to have you here, and we'll help spreading the word about all this great movement, and we're completely 100 behind it.
Thank you.
And hope to see you there next
week.
Yeah,
thank you. And one thing that I would like to mention, despite the fact that registration is closed, your audience is more than welcome to watch the event live. They can access that link in the page by visiting latinasthinkbig.com/summit. Mm-hmm. And the information is there so that they can RSVP to watch, or they can just come in that same day and just watch it on YouTube. But the page latinasthinkbig.com/summit mm-hmm. has information that they would need to watch, and I hope they join us.
Perfect. And the information will be also in our website with the links to get there.
That's fantastic. And Isabel, Great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Sure. Thank you.
And I'll leave you with a little bit of Diana Gamero. She is originally from Ciudad Juárez in Mexico, but she has been living for quite a while here in San Francisco, and she is also an entrepreneur producing her own music.
Prende la vela, hijita. No llegues tarde, Estelita, que la noche te alcanza y no te vuelvo a ver, y no te vuelvo a ver. Van llamas de 20 veces. Se espanta y el alma no aguanta de ver pasar los rostros sin vida. No mires, mi niña, es por tu bien. Mira que es por tu bien. Deja mejor que te cuente del día en que era todo verde. Corrías y yo no buscaba.
This was Atenea Americana.
Atenea Americana.
Stanford, 90.1 FM.
Radio Atenea Americana.
A window to the Latin universe.
This is
Radio Atenea Americana.
Bilingual house of culture, on the air and online.
Su casa de la cultura en la radio y online.
Para la radio 90.1 KCSU Stanford.
I am Isabel Jubes.
Isabel Jubes. Vuelve pronto.
Atenea Americana.
From Stanford to the world.
Remember to come back soon.
Ciao.
See you later.